Bikers, start your riding season off right with a great ride for a great cause. The first annual Sword Run in Clarksburg, Saturday, May 18th. Delicious, slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 Visa card grand prize. Proceeds go to Motorcycles for Missionaries and to help build a new church facility in the local area of Clarksburg. Registration from 10 to noon at Norwood Park in Nutterfort. Rain date the following Saturday. Full details online at swordrun.com. Register online or get details at swordrun.com. That's swordrun.com. The first annual Sword Run, brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM and your local chapter of the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Just a quick reminder, this coming Friday and Saturday is our wonderful marriage retreat at Blackwater Falls with Bishop Dan Garlitz. It's not too late for you to register. And you can do that online at cac.us.com/retreat. Last week, we brought you part one of a message entitled, This is the Moment You've Been Waiting For, by evangelist Mark McCool, who is our special guest speaker at the Fresh Oil Conference held recently at our church. Today, we're bringing you the conclusion of that wonderful message. Let's roll the tape.
God that's on his way to where you are. He's not going to miss this appointment. Honey, he knows where you are, but he's about to do something about changing. Hallelujah. Here at the Pool of Bethesda, the Bible tells us there lay a great multitude of impotent folk, powerless people, helpless people, people that were struggling, people that were giving up hope, people that were waiting for something to take place in their life, that somehow, that maybe tomorrow will give me the answer that I seek. Here they are, impotent, powerless. The Bible said they were blind, they were halt, they were withered, but regardless of what they were and who they were, they all had the common denominator that they were waiting for the moving of the water. I don't know about you, but I'm not a very patient person. I don't like to wait sometime. You might as well just shake your head, amen, or say, oh me, I don't know what you want to say. But I'm telling you how it is with Brother McCool. Sometimes I just have to recognize, hey, oh boy, you're just going to have to hold on a little bit longer. You might not see an answer today, but honey, just as sure as God made little green apples, the sun's going to come up in the morning, honey, and God's still on the throne, and no matter how bad it gets, I got a God that still looks good. No, I'm telling you, you got a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a saving God. He's a deliverer. He's a miracle working God. He's everything you need. He's Alpha, he's Omega. He's the beginning, he's the ending. He's, come on, he's Aaron's rod that put it. Come on, he holds the world in his hand. Woo! I'm telling you. Some of us need to get our eyes set on who Jesus really is tonight. Some of us need to get a clear view of who our God is and who God can be. Genesis, he's the woman's seed. Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the atoning sacrifice. In Numbers, he's the bronze serpent. In Deuteronomy, he's the promised prophet. In Joshua, he's the unseen captain of our salvation. In the book of Judges, he is our deliverer. In Ruth, he is our heavenly kinsman. In the books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, he is our promised king. In Ezra and Nehemiah, he is the restorer of nations. In the book of Esther, he is our redeemer. In Job, he is our advocate. In Psalms, he's our all in all. In Ecclesiastes, he's our goal. In the Song of Solomon, he is our beloved who waits on the other side of the barriers that separate us from his power. Somebody say amen. In the book of Prophets, he is the coming Prince of Peace. In the Gospel of Matthew, he is Christ the King. In the Gospel of Mark, he is Christ the Servant. In the Gospel of Luke, he is Christ the Son of Man. In John, he reveals him as Christ the Son of God. In Acts, he is risen, seated, and sending. In the epistles, he is indwelling and infilling. But in Revelation, he is returning and he is reigning. He's still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's still God over our situation. Come on, he still reigns over your problem. He's still got your back, baby. He's still got victory over the devil and over hell. Hey, whatever you need God for, God's here tonight to be. Hallelujah. Matthew tells us he was a preacher and a teacher. Mark said in his gospel that he was a cleanser and a healer. Luke tells us that he came to feed the hungry and to give shelter to the homeless. John reveals to us that he worked miracles and calmed the raging sea. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is revealed as a hematologist. In Mark chapter 5, it tells us that Jesus was an oncologist. In Luke 17, he is a dermatologist. In John chapter 8, he's an ophthalmologist. In Matthew chapter 9, he's a podiatrist. In Mark 13, he's a speech therapist. And in Luke 7, tells us he's an ear, nose, and throat man. John 14 called him a social worker. But tonight, you and I have the privilege of calling him a specialist, because God specializes in absolutely everything. You're not hearing me. I'm telling you, God can put your marriage back together. I'm telling you, God can heal your body. God can raise the dead. You're not hot out of a whole shot. Hey, I'm telling you, sometimes we've got to remember, I've got a God who's big and bad. He is terrible, high and lofty. He is holy. He is majestic. He's everything I need. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, he's a miracle worker and a problem solver. He's Lord over cancer. He's Lord over cataracts. He's Lord over bulimia. Come on. He's still God over lupus. He's still God over jaundice. He's still God that opens the eyes of the blind. He unstops deaf and ears. He can loose the dumb tongue. He causes the lame to leap. He's a God that Mark said in his gospel does all things well. And here at the Pool of Bethesda lays a crowd of people. Just like you and I, when we come to church sometime, we are sitting in the presence of the miraculous. We're blind, halt, withered, but we're all waiting for something somewhere in the service to just click, something to happen and break out of the prayer room. We come to church and feel what we felt tonight, but some of you still waiting for something special and something miraculous to take over so that you can go ahead and stretch out your faith and let God begin to move for you. Oh yeah, it's good to watch other people get a blessing, but honey, can't nobody get my blessing but me. It's fine watching somebody else get healed, but I can't get my healing for myself but me. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm telling you, God is in this house. He walks up and down the aisles of this sanctuary. He's not aloof and afar. I'm telling you, he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Here they are at the Mercy House, hanging on the edge of a moment when something miraculous would happen. when a messenger from heaven would come and trouble the water. I read the ignorance of some commentators as I study out these things in the Word of God, and sometimes they say some of the craziest things. But nevertheless, here they are waiting for the moving of the power of God. And time after time, the angel came. And the commentator said, oh, this was just merely legend. It never really happened. But you know, there must have been something seen to keep drawing a crowd like this. There must have been something that someone obviously observed. That they realized was not of this world, but of another world. And they realized that every time something began to move on the water, that the first one to get up from where they were and get over into that dirty, nasty pool. You know, it takes humility sometime to get in a mud bath. Praise God. Now, I don't know about you. I love the four-wheel, and I love to get in the muddiest conditions. But, you know, I've watched a lot of folks sit back at the pickup truck because they sure don't want to get dirty. But I got news for you. If you're willing sometimes to get where it's dirty, God can bring you out clean.
Oh, you're not hearing me.
Sometimes we got to walk in humility before the Lord can raise us up. Sometimes we just got to go ahead and pardon me, but suck it up and say, okay, God, not my will, but thine be done. And I'll take a little bit of looking bad in order for you to make me look good later. I'm just telling you tonight that sometimes we just got to go ahead and let God have control and let God move in our life. And here he is. I'm going to hurry up. I'm going to close here in a little bit. And I got news for you. Holy Ghost is in his house. God's fixing to work a miracle.
Amen.
In fact, lady in the pink right there, God's fixing to work a miracle for you. And God's fixing to turn some things around in your life. Say amen. Say amen. Because God's fixing to break some things about other people. God's fixing to break some addictions off. And there's, I see a sword coming out and cutting it off. God's fixing to work a miracle in your family. I don't even know you, but I know what the Holy Ghost is saying. Hallelujah. Here they are waiting for something miraculous to happen. And when they saw it time and again, year after year, waiting for that season. The Bible said that a certain season. Everybody said a season. Now, I'm here to tell you, God does not work on our timetable. God works on his. But he will give us a season. Everybody said a season. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes the seasons kind of get long and drawn out, don't they? Sometimes that season gets long and drawn out. It's just like winter time. Oh, after a while, all the leaves off the trees and the gray of the trunks of those trees and the bark, after a while it looks so bland and all one color, and you're just tired. Please give me some color, Lord. I can't handle all this. And it's cold. And it runs your heating bill and gas bill up. But after a while, it's fun. Winter gets here, man, snow. Woo! Take my sled and go down the hill. After you get up every day for the space of all them cold mornings and you're going to work and you're in the grind, you're thinking, sure would be nice to warm up. And you get to thinking, Lord, is spring ever going to get here? And I know you might be apostolic, but I'm telling you, I know y'all was looking at the paper. Is that old gopher-looking hedgehog thing ever going to see his shadow or no? Because if he don't see it, praise God. But if he sees it, it's another 6 weeks. Some of y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new gate. But you know, after winter time has set in, and it's the same old, and it's redundant, and it's boring, and we start longing for the change of the season. Sometimes you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you're waiting for the change to come. But you know, sometimes God doesn't just do it automatically like that. He doesn't wave a wand and make it happen. It doesn't, you know, it's cold one day, it's down in the 30s, and then the next day it's 95 degrees and full-blown trees with green leaves blooming out when you get up in the morning. It just doesn't work that way. But God moves the seasons in an acclimated time so that the earth is able to change with it, and we're able to change. You're not hearing me. That we're able to change with it, because I'm here to tell you, God is still God over the season. God is still in control of the earth and its revolutions and the transition of its axis, and he's the one that holds the sun. Oh yeah, he's the one that's got the earth in its orbit. Oh yeah, and all of this takes place to bring to pass the season. And right now it doesn't seem like it's your season, but I've come to tell you that God's not through, and God is about to bring some things to pass. And you may not feel like winter in your life is ever going to pass, but honey, springtime is on its way, and before you know it, baby, it's going to be here, because God's got it in control. It's what you're waiting for. Somebody shout hallelujah. Here a certain man lame from his mother's womb. Here he lays in the presence of the miraculous. This is what blows my mind. You would think after all the years he's been in this condition, 38 years. But here I figure, and this is me, I just figure, if he's seen this happen time and again, I want you to listen to me carefully. Because many times what you see should feed your faith enough that when you recognize the season, you ought to start doing something about it. Did that make sense?
Amen.
I just figure, Brother Joseph, that while he's laying by that miracle pool, instead of sitting back by the wall somewhere, that he'd have moved up here. Oh, you're not hearing me. Some, you know, too many folks, and I'm not talking about you folks sitting back there, but sometimes you just need to move on up here, see. All right, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to meddle with you no more. Praise God. But here you are. You're sitting so far back from what God's about to do, and every time it doesn't happen for you, you got to start making excuses just to salvage what faith you got. But I just figure the man would have got right there by the edge, because I know me. You know, I got to be first. That's the way some of you drive. Oh, pray my strength in the Lord, Pastor. I've done gone to meddling again. But I just figure me, I'd be up next to the pool, because I'm looking for the season. I'm looking to get on the cutting edge of what's about to come my way. I'm not going to sit back and wait and watch everybody else get their blessing, because I'm sorry. I'm just not geared that way. I know that when I know I've got a need and I've got to have an answer, I'm not going to wait for somebody else to fast 7 days for me. I'm going to buckle down and do it myself. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to pray for me. I'm going to get in a prayer room and I'm fixing to get on my knees and put my face on the carpet and say, I don't care. Just let me feel your presence. Just let me feel the breath of the Holy Ghost. Because I'm looking for just the slightest breeze of the Holy Ghost. I'm just looking for, I'm telling you the truth, man. If I just seen the slightest little ripple on the water, oh, I'm taking a bath, baby. I'm getting over in it. You hear me? No, you're not hearing me. That's why some of us have to be pumped and primed before we'll really get in the spirit. You're not hearing that. You don't want me to preach now. I'm just telling you, sometimes you got to shake off carnality and lethargy and the cares of life. You got to say, oh, no, 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 no. Put that behind me. I'm here to worship. I'm here to get a breakthrough. I'm not here to wait for tomorrow. I'm not here to wait till next week. I'm here to do it today. All right, I'm going to hush. But here he is, sitting by a miracle pool. Jesus comes directly to where he is. Some of you come here tonight, and you think, it's going to be somebody else's night tonight. No, God came here for you. He came here to turn situations around for you. He came here to answer your faith. Yeah, he came here to answer your needs. And Jesus saw him lie. And Jesus knew he had been there a long time. Jesus knows where you are. He knows what you're struggling with. He knows what you're fighting against. He knows the battle that's going on at home. He knows the struggle on the job. He knows the family member that's addicted. He knows the struggle of all of these things. But the presence of God makes a difference. And all God asks is how long we're going to remain like we are. How long are you going to carry your burden? How long are you going to... the word that keeps coming to me tonight is you're fretting. You're fretting. And yay, some of you are fussing. It done got quiet around here now. But I've come to tell you, the Holy Ghost is wanting to know, how long have you decided now that you're going to put this in my hand and you're going to let me turn it around? Lord, I don't have anybody to help me. Good. Because now you've learned that man's not going to be your answer. Your self-help programs aren't going to turn the tide for you. No. Now you're ready for the word that will make the difference. God has got you where he wants you now. And he says, rise and take up thy bed and walk. The next verse does not necessarily indicate how fast God answered his prayer or his faith. The next verse actually reveals how quickly the man responded to the word. Immediately. The man, not Jesus, immediately the man was made whole. The man's response to the word is what changed him. And it changed his situation. Yea, it changed not only today, it changed tomorrow. And some of you have been coming, if I can just get by today, and I'm feeling this in the Holy Ghost, but I'm preaching to a woman, and you said, if I could just get through this day, I'll be all right. Just God, get me through this day. No, you've done that time and again. God, just get me through this day. No, God, get me through tomorrow. Now, that may not make sense to some of you. But I'm telling you, it's time for you to understand. God not only has your today, it's tomorrow. And it's next week. Immediately. You want God to do something right now? Then you're going to have to give God every bit of it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's not tomorrow night. It's your night in revival. It's not Sunday morning. It's not Sunday night. In fact, it's not next week. It's not the next evangelist. It's right now. Amen. I was in a revival with Brother James Harrington in Burr Ferry, Louisiana. We were there for quite some time. Holy Ghost just moved. And I'll be quite honest with you, in spite of the preacher, in spite of the evangelist, in spite of the deacon board, praise God. There was a lady that came, Sister Weed. She had a long time problem in her back. In fact, the situation in her back was hurting her constantly, but she just learned to live with it. She had a place in her back. You could literally take your index finger and you could stick it in a hole all the way up to your first knuckle in her spine. We began to preach just faith, simple faith, letting God take control. She came to the front. She said, Brother McCool, she said, I have made a decision tonight. I'm going to believe God to heal my back. Called the pastor over, began to pray for her. Other ministers in the church, ladies came. We started praying for her. Prayed a little while. I can't say I felt heaven hit the earth and lightning strike, electricity flowing. Just good old faith. She went home that night got up the next morning, she felt a difference. She reached back into her back and she kept trying to feel for the hole that used to be in her back. So she got, I think one of the ladies, I believe she told me, from the church to look at it. And the lady knew about it. And she said, "It's gone." So she comes back to church. She tells me, "Hey, it's gone, Brother McCool. You wouldn't believe it." She just was ecstatic about it. And that night, it was one miracle after another. Out of, I guess, 5-6 weeks, 3 weeks straight, it was one miracle after another. Carpal tunnel syndrome. People scheduled for surgery. God instantly healing them. Little girl, stomach problems. Could not sleep at night, excruciating pain instantly. God delivering, moving. People that had been backslid for a long time, hooked on habits and drugs, and here they come. You see, they didn't wait for next week. They didn't wait for next month. Because when they came, they realized, no. This is the moment. This is the moment I've been waiting on. Now I want us to lift our hands right now. And I want us to get our mind on the Lord. Just meditating on the Lord and doing, just asking God how He wanted me to close this out tonight. Because a lot of times we pump and prime and the music's wild and we're screaming and getting folks at the altar. But I'm going to tell you tonight, sometimes God just wants, hey, I just want you to hear my voice. And I want you to know that I'm the one doing this. It's not in a man's hand and it's not in somebody's ability to speak a word to you. It is in my power and you believing me. And I will turn a situation around if you will just put it in my hand. And you'll let me do it. No, you've been here time and again, blind in your faith. Halt in your progress. Come on now. Weary and withered in your ability to even press on. But you're still waiting. And I'm telling you, this right now is the time. This right now is the moment that God wants to move. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How earnestly do you want God to move? You've tried to figure it out. I got news for you. You're not smart enough to figure it out. You're never going to get smart enough. You're not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you, you're going to have to put this in the hand of God right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's it. Come on. Come on. Reach out to Him. Come on. That's it. Reach out to Him. You've been waiting for the season. You've been waiting for God to move. You've been asking God when and how. God, I don't know how I'm in my wits here, but now, God, I have made up my mind. I'm tired of carrying this load. And I have determined in my spirit that I am putting this in your hand once and for all. And God, whatever, whenever, however, Lord, it's in your hand now. And the Lord is just simply asking you, how long? How long? How long? Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's time to rise. It's time to let faith put on wings and go to the throne room of God.
Each tear that falls.
I'm going to open these altars right now. I know you're already praying in the pew, but I'm going to open these altars and I want you to come to the front. I realize we've already prayed for the sick, but I'm telling you right now, at this moment, there is a moving and a beckoning of the Holy Ghost.
Just a quick reminder, this coming Friday and Saturday is our wonderful marriage retreat at Blackwater Falls with Bishop Dan Garlitz. It's not too late for you to register, and you can do that online at cac.us.com/retreat.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
Bikers, start your riding season off right with a great ride for a great cause. The first annual Sword Run in Clarksburg, Saturday, May 18th. Delicious slow-smoked barbecue, door prizes, raffles, and a chance to win a $500 Visa card grand prize. Proceeds go to Motorcycles for Missionaries and to help build a new church facility in the local area of Clarksburg. Registration from 10 to noon at Norwood Park in Nutterfort. Rain date the following Saturday. Full details online at swordrun.com. Register online or get details at swordrun.com. That's swordrun.com. The first annual Sword Run, brought to you by 102.3 WFBY-FM and your local chapter of the Azusa Street Riders Motorcycle Ministry.